The next line in that song that John was leading us in is, he answers prayer. And he does answer prayer, doesn't he? So what we're going to do is we're going to pray before we preach. And if you have a need, I'm going to ask you to throw your hand up. And we're just going to pray. Because we know that he is a God who answers prayers. So would you pray with me? God, we give our needs to you. Father, we love you and we thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
God, we trust you that you have a plan and that you do answer all our needs. Father, we stand on the promise that you've made us, that you answer our prayers. We stand on the promises that by your stripes we are healed. Father, we stand on all promises in Scripture. Father, that each and every promise of Scripture is for us. And Father, we thank you for that. God, we love you. And Father, we pray for the rest of our service. Father, I pray that what you have for us today will impact our hearts and will just allow us to look at things a little bit differently. Father, and if we already look at things this way, God, I pray that it will reinforce what we know. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. I know what I forgot to tell you guys during the announcements, and if I would have pulled up my notes where I keep all my announcement stuff, I would have known right away. But if you didn't take a look, part of our whole NCD team stuff, we were going to be buying a slushy machine, and if you look back there, there is one in there now. We found a heck of a deal on a nice used one, and we've ordered our bouncy castle, which should be here in the next week and a half. I've already adjusted that one, Lyle. I don't know why I feel so chilly in here. I feel it, which is rare for me to feel cool. It was on in that one? Weird. You guys were probably so hot last week. So we're starting a series called Made Well this week. And it's going to be a four-week series, I think, unless something changes and I don't get the fourth week. But that's what I believe it's going to be. So we're going to go with it. And it's a series on healing. And we're going to be talking about healing and healing of our bodies, healings of our minds, and supernatural healing. And how does that look and how does that work? So I have a question for you. And I'm going to apologize because I might flip back and forth in my slides. Kind of like the music was chaotic with the slides. This might be a little chaotic. And my first question is this. Do you believe in healing? Because we as a church, I think, as your pastor, and as a denomination, believe in healing. And I'm hearing most of you believe in healing. And my desire for this church is to go from a perspective of, is he able? Or maybe some people ask the question, is he willing to heal me? Or, you know, what's wrong with this? What's going on? To the perspective of, he will heal me. I believe that he will heal me. Or that the perspective of, he did heal me. Has anybody ever been healed? Okay, good. So that should be our perspective, right? And I think from what I'm hearing, from the most part, that's our perspective is, Jesus is our healer. So we believe in healing. We're done for the day. Thanks. But this is what I want our approach to be, okay? That's kind of be what our focus. So this first week we want to focus on the different types of ways in which we are healed. Now, I think our bodies are quite amazing. See, our bodies, for the most part, have this ability to heal themselves. I think it's amazing how God created us. Now, what do I mean by that? Because John's looking at me like, you're crazy. But when you cut yourself, you look at me that way anyways, right, John? But when you cut yourself, does it not scab up? That's gross. But then doesn't it heal new skin underneath? Or you get your hand stuck in a door and you break some fingers. And do those bones not heal? God created our bodies so miraculous. And I think it's so amazing when you think about it that God designed us so that we would be whole. So that if there was a break, it would fix itself. If there was a cut, it would close up. And God's design for us originally was to be whole. Not sick, not dying, but whole and living. That was his original design. And we talked a bit about that when we went through the Holy Spirit series. When humankind, though, decided to sin, that's what brought sickness, that's what brought death onto the earth. But God wants us in relationship with him, right? So that we would live this life that could be of suffering now after man's sin. We could live this life as a victorious, free life connected to him, right? Don't we? Is that what we all want, is to be connected to Jesus? He's our life support system. He's our health system. I know certain parties in government will say, well, we got better health care, we got this. I got the best health care there is. I'm on the Jesus plan. I remember years ago, because I was foolish with my body when I was younger and playing football, and I messed up one knee pretty bad, and they kind of tried to fix it, but it never was the same. You know those type of injuries when, you know, somebody thinks that they're going to fix it and never quite feels as good? Or even when which finger was it? I think it was this one at one time. It's straight now. Both of them are straight. But it's funny because this finger, I'm positive it was this pinky. We're doing warm-ups for football, right? I don't look like a football player. But we're doing warm-ups for football. And the TV, the camera guys were there from Lloyd. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to put on a good show for this camera as we're hitting the tackling dummies. So I come flying across the field, and I tackle this tackling dummy, wrap it up, and flip it, and I smash it pretty hard. But when as I'm smashing it, it kind of slides. And I get up, I'm like, oh, my hand feels funny. And I shake it a few times. I'm like, oh, it kind of tingles. And I look, and this pinky was, now you're going to have to imagine with me, twisted around once, folded straight out the side, the next joint was twisted, bent down, I think, and then there was one more joint that was twisted and bent. And it kind of made like a U. And I'm like, coach, I don't think I can keep practicing today. And he's like, why? I said, well, my hand is kind of messed up. It hurts a little. Oh, let me fix that. So he, back in the 90s, right, grabs my finger and pulls it. And I heard a couple snaps. And it didn't really, it was still all twisted in different joints, but kind of straighter. And it was kind of like only an L. He's like, yeah, you probably should go to the doctor. So then I sit there and wait for my mom to come pick me up. And she takes me. And I was impressed with myself. I didn't faint. I didn't get sick. I didn't do anything, which is big for me. And I walk into the nurse's station. And I was like, at the emergency room, I was like, I need help. These nurses see blood and guts and everything. And she had to grab the desk when she looked at my finger. I'm like, it's all in there. But, so after I went to get surgery and I had a spiral fracture and they wanted to put pins, and I'm like, I don't want pins because then I can't play football. So I just had to tape it up. And for years, my finger always had a bend, and it was always swollen, and it always kind of looked like a U. Or that's not a U, but a soft L. I don't know what that is. A curve. But you look at my fingers today and they're both perfectly straight. And the reason that's a big deal for me is because back in the day, who knows when it's winter and you injure something and it hasn't been fully healed, what happens? Start getting some cranks, some aches, some pains. People like to say the arthritis is creeping in. All those types of statements. But every time it would get cold, my whole hand would go numb and up my arm. And I thought it was dying. But no, it was just the pain from that finger. So we prayed for it. And at the end of the prayer, we looked down and my finger was perfectly straight. And haven't had that since. And it was amazing. It was a miracle. And it's, people are like, well, it's just your finger. But it was a miracle. You know how much, if you have arthritis in your body anywhere and you haven't been healed of that, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's not a good feeling. That's a complete aside. You get that for free today. But I also know when I hurt my knee playing football. I couldn't even stand on my knee, right? They fixed it, and I still had a limp, and it would crack and pop, and I sounded like I was 100 years old when I would walk sometimes, even going upstairs when I was 21 years old. couldn't walk, and it was always swollen, always swollen. And I went, I was just praying, I was actually praying for somebody for healing. And all of a sudden, Holy Spirit just came in and knocked me on my butt. And I woke up, and I'm like, my knee doesn't hurt. And I looked down, and the swelling was gone. And I could walk on it, I could jump on it, I could do everything I couldn't do for the past 5 years on my knee. So I believe in healing, and I pray that you do as well. As those are two freebies today, guys, because those aren't even in my notes. See, the thing I want us to talk about today is when God sent Christ here to earth, when God sent Jesus to earth, and Jesus died on the cross, and we read in Scripture that by His stripes we are healed, right? We read that. It's in Scripture. So it's a fact. When Jesus died, He took the keys to sickness and death, and He brought us victory in that. That means we don't have to live with sickness and death. Well, yes, we're all going to die at some point from these physical bodies, but we know that our spirits are going to an eternal life, do they not? In heaven with Him. And eventually we're going to get new bodies, but that's not the purpose of today's talk. The purpose is that He brought us a free, victorious life. See, God also gave us things like doctors, didn't He? And doctors are awesome. Medical professionals are awesome. He gave us their knowledge, and they help our bodies to recover. But God did not give us doctors and medical professionals to cope through life and to drag our butts through life. God gave us these professionals with knowledge to help our bodies heal, because God created us, our bodies, to heal. We talked about this with breaking, things like that, right? So I saw a doctor for my pain when I broke my finger and hurt my finger with my knee. I saw a doctor. They took away most of the problem. But we still can pray for the supernatural healing to happen to finish it, right? We don't have to be living on a life of pills. We could be living a life on a prayer. If you're a Bon Jovi fan, you'll know what I mean. But we can live our life on a prayer that Jesus heals. And we can ask for that healing and believe for that healing. Before we jump through scriptures, there's a couple other things I wanted to talk about. And we do have scriptures. Don't worry, I'm not just here to talk about my old football stories and glory stories. But when we open up the altars and we have prayer time up here, okay? And I invite you up for prayer. It's not like Nathan's coming up and going to rub his hands and touch you. And it's not like he's going to be operating through that at that point through the gifts of supernatural healing. What we're doing is we're inviting you up, that you come up by faith and you believe that you're going to be healed and you pray. And it's us as a church coming alongside and agreeing with you by faith that you'll be healed, or by faith that so-and-so will come to the Lord, or by faith that that relationship will be restored. That's what we're doing. It's not a magical equation that we're having here. If you're not healed at that moment like that, there's not anything wrong with this church or with Nathan or anything. It's the process has started. Now we, by faith, believe that Jesus is going to finish the work that you asked for. Okay? That's what we need to believe. Because if we're praying for healing, by His stripes we were healed. Right? So if we're asking and we're believing by faith, we're going to stand here and we're going to stand with you and believe with you by faith that you will be healed. Supernatural healing or process healing or however that healing looks. But we are standing with you by faith that you will be healed. So we got some scriptures today. I might be way off on my slides. Okay, Psalm 103, verse 2 to 5. It says, "Praise the Lord, my soul." I'm going to just turn and look at this. "And forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals what?" Oh, no, that mustn't be right. Mustn't be right. No, He heals all our diseases, doesn't He? See, the thing is, okay, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits." One of his benefits is he heals all our diseases. So we can't say he forgives all my sins, but doesn't heal all my diseases. We can't. It's not an and or, is it? It's a comma, and, or an end in this case, no comma. But it's an end. It's not a, I'm going to choose today. Am I going to forgive your sins, or am I going to heal you? It's both. So who forgives all your sins and heals all your disease? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with the love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with what? Good things. So that your youth is renewed like eagles. Guys, he's got good things for us. All those are not ors. Maybe you get saved. Maybe he forgives your sins. Maybe you'll get healed if you're lucky. And if you're really lucky, you're going to get some good things. No. He gives you good things. He gives you healing. And he forgives your sins. That should be a good amen there. Then we jump down to Isaiah 53, 4 to 5. And it says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punishment by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his, what? By his wounds we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. And we're going to take communion. And I heard a really interesting take, and I want to share it with you today on this. But it's by his wounds that we are healed. He made us whole. He wants to make us whole. Body, right? Mind and spirit. He wants to make us whole. Because when we're separate, when we try to separate, well, you know, I physically I'm okay, but, you know, spiritually, oh, I'm really drained. Or emotionally, I'm drained and I'm so tired, or I need this, or I need that. No, Jesus makes us whole. And we need to stand in that wholeness that he makes and that he brings. Matthew 4:23 says, Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. And what? What did he do when he was proclaiming? He was what? He was healing what? Just every odd person? Only select people got healed. Only the people that gave a few things that he needed, right? Is that what it says? No. It says healing every, what? Disease, every sickness among the people. Because he came to make us well. That's why Jesus came, because Jesus was out there teaching, doing this, and healing every single disease and sickness that they had. Jesus came to make us well. But that was for back then, right? It was only for back then when Jesus was walking around. Right? Wrong. Because Jesus said we would do greater things by the power of the Holy Spirit, didn't he? So if we're doing greater things, we're doing the same as Jesus. We're healing people, are we not? So why do we assume that it's okay to be sick or depressed or down or whatever it is? Why is it okay? It's my problem to suffer with this. Is that okay? No, it's not okay. Because Jesus came to make us what? Whole. Jesus came to make us whole, to make us well, to make us healthy, to make us full being, alive, in Jesus' name. Why do we think that's okay? I don't know. There's lots of ideas, lots of reasons why, but I think every person has their own takes. I'm sorry for carrying the keyboard. I just need to look at the screen. But Jesus came to make us whole. It's like a really big remote control, right? So if we jump to Exodus, it's the Old Testament, but we're going to read this. He said, If you listen carefully to the Lord, your God, and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to all His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you, any of you, the disease I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. So this is a promise of God that He will not bring on us disease. Because when we became saved, we became children of Abraham, right? And this promise was for the children of Abraham, was for Israel, wasn't it? So then doesn't that apply to us? It's a promise of the Lord. The Lord does not bring upon us sickness. I've heard people say, oh, the Lord made me sick so that I can do this. No, the Lord did not make you sick. It just says right here, if you're a follower of Jesus, if you fall under that covenant and you are become a child of Abraham, He does not bring on you any diseases. And further than that, what does it say who He is? I am the Lord who what? Who heals you. Who heals us. Guys, maybe I'm just excited about this because healing's cool. No, because healing's what we're promised. I think it was the air conditioner just made it dry in here too. Sorry. He is the God who heals us. Okay, but that was Old Testament again. So we'll jump back to the New Testament in a minute. But let's talk about James. What does James tell us? Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Well, we'll stop there. And we have oil. And we will anoint you with oil if that's what you want. We can also pray for you without oil. But we have this here so we can pray with you and believe with you by faith that you will be healed. It's not us doing the work. We're coming alongside you, believing by faith that Jesus is going to heal you. And the prayer offered in faith, wasn't that what I just said? We're praying in faith. We'll make the sick person well. See, we're offering our prayers up to Jesus by faith that we will be healed. Because by His stripes we are? Okay, so does that not mean we're going to be healed? Yeah, I think so. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be. So now it's not just on the elders, it's on you praying for each other. But that's one of the reasons. That's why when we call you guys up to say, come on up if you want to be prayed for, if you want healing, if you have a need in your life, come up and Nathan will pray for you. I'll pray for you. Somebody will pray for you. It's not that they're bringing the healing. Oh, Pastor Dave's going to pray. Now for sure I'm going to be healed. Oh, Nathan's praying for me. Now it's coming. No, we're agreeing with you by faith that you're going to be healed. Not that one of us is going to heal you, but we're agreeing with you by faith so that you might be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. See, we can't drop out the healing parts of these scriptures. They're intertwined as part of our salvation in many of these. When our sins are forgiven, we are healed. So we can't, it's not an or, like I said earlier, it's an end. They're together. Either we believe the whole thing, or we believe none of it. You can't do that. You can't say, well, this or that. I choose this one. No. Let's flip a coin, heads or tails. Well, I'm going to get one or the other. No. Together. Then, we're going to jump down to Matthew. Oh, sorry. Did I skip this part? Oh, I made it so that you couldn't see it all. Sorry. I have to make it so big because Bill in the back can't always see what I've got up on the board, so I have to make really big letters for him. Is it big enough, Bill? Yeah? Good. So Matthew 8, 4 to 7, 14 to 17 says, when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove the spirits with a word and healed the... Healed what? No, it doesn't say that, guys. It says healed some, doesn't it? Doesn't it say healed some? Heals the chosen ones? Is that what it says? No. It says it healed all the sick. Every single one. See, the thing is, we don't necessarily always understand healing. I'm not going to say I understand healing completely and why it appears in some cases it's supernatural or miraculous healing that it happens instantly, and why sometimes we know that it starts when we ask and we don't know how long it's going to take. Sometimes it could take a week, but we know that there's a work at place, don't we? We have to believe that because that's what Scripture tells us. We don't understand how healing necessarily works because we're not God. But we know, and we have faith that it begins when we ask in some form. So John 14, not John, John. Oh, sorry, I should finish 14:7. This is to fulfill what he has spoken through the prophet Isaiah, where he took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. That's the scripture we read earlier in Isaiah. Sorry, I should have finished that. Now we're on to John. John 14:12-14 says, very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been. What was Jesus doing? Healing the sick. And they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name and I will do it. See, it's about the heart of the matter when you pray, though. It's not for your glory. We're agreeing with you by faith that God will be glorified through your life, that God will be glorified through your healing. We're agreeing with you. So, we know God heals. We agreed with that, do we not? Do we agree that God heals? I believe he heals. One of the reasons he heals is because he loves us. But also so that his name will be glorified. Now, God heals in many ways. The natural body, like we talked about earlier, is designed to heal itself in certain ways. With cuts, scrapes, breaks, they heal. We have doctors whose God has given wisdom to and knowledge to work with the body so that they heal. Medical professionals who have wisdom to work with our body so that our body will heal itself for God's glory. Because we're still praying through that, are we not? I'm not going to the doctor. Oh, I'm vomiting blood. I'm just going to go to the doctor and blindly take what they give me. No, I'm going to believe by faith that I'm going to be healed, and I'm going to take what they give me because God gave me them with wisdom. Maybe I'm forgetting something, but wasn't one of the disciples a medical doctor? Yeah, huh. We have healings, like supernatural healings, like I talked about earlier, though, guys, that miraculously, instantaneously, broken backs are mended whole. People that are dying are restored and lifted up to full health. There's miraculous healings like that, and that's another way that God heals us. See, supernatural healings by our faith and our response to God and his goodness. But see, God wants so much for us. And we're going to dive into these deeper. But God wants us to be whole. He came to make us whole. As John said and agreed with, body, mind, and spirit. Whole. The other thing, God wants us to be healed. Scripture tells us over and over and over and over, and I can do a lot of overs again, that he healed people. We're to do the same thing as he did, and we're to pray for others to be healed, that people were healed by the laying on of hands, by praying together. And Scripture tells us that by his stripes we are healed. And we know that Jesus was whipped, don't we? We know that he had stripes on his back. His body was torn apart. His flesh was. Not his bones, but his flesh. And by those stripes, by those wounds, we are healed. See, God makes us well, and he made us well when he died on the cross, when he was stripped and beaten. But even more than that, making us well there, he designed us well. He designed us to be used by him. I'm going to ask Lyle to come up and distribute communion. I'm going to let the music team stay there. Thank you. Go ahead. And we're gonna partake in communion here in a moment. But there's something I want to just kind of walk us through. And it's kind of a neat thought. See, communion is something that wasn't designed, wasn't intended as a ritual or a routine. And a lot of us have turned communion into a bit of a ritual and a routine. Taking the bread, taking the cup, it wasn't just intended to be looking back at this past event. But I believe God intended for life to be released through our act of obedience. See, in the kingdom, physical obedience brings spiritual release. And what do I mean by that? There's always a connection by what we do. We raise our hands, we lift our voice, stuff like water baptism. Water baptism is more than taking a bath and getting wet. Okay? And communion is the same way. The bread represents the body of Jesus. And as we've talked about a lot today, by his stripes, we are healed. The stripes, the torn flesh of Jesus when he was beaten. The bread, the cracker, I can't remember what they call that thing in there now. The post or whatever. That we take represents his body. But instead of just looking back, maybe we should start making some proclamations, some declarations over our life and our family when we've taken that bread that represents his body, because by his stripes we are healed. But further than that, what if we got excited about those proclamations and actually believed that they would happen in Jesus' name? When we make declarations like, and I'll use my family as an example, by his stripes when I take this communion, I know that by his stripes, that reason I'm celebrating this communion, Nora was healed, or by his stripes my dad is healed in Jesus' name. We can take this communion and say, by your stripes, Jesus, I pray healing over my family. By your stripes, Jesus, I pray healing over me. By your stripes, Jesus, I declare health and wholeness in my life. Declare and proclaim it. And you can go through the list. And actually expect it to happen, because Scripture tells you that by his stripes, we are healed. See, the communion that we take, it's not a symbol. It is a symbol, but it's not a symbol. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose of communion is life. It's life that we get as a believer. Communion is what brought us life. It brought us everlasting life. It brought us restoration to God, the Father. Didn't it? It's not a magic pill that we're holding here. This isn't the magic pill. Okay? But it's a moment of surrender when we yield our hearts to the work that Jesus has actually accomplished already in our behalf on the cross. Because by his stripes we're healed. And some may say, well, I'm not healed yet. And I'll say this, you were healed by his stripes. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And Jesus purchased with his bloody body, literally divine health. This is the inheritance of every one of us as believers. And this really, when I watched this and I read this, about this and I took some time studying it, really helped and changed my perspective a little bit on this. So I suggest and I encourage you that every time we take communion to remember the Lord and make confessions and declarations over your house and your family, over your life, over your household, over your neighbors. And make the confession almost like you're prophesying. By the stripes of Jesus, Nora's healed. Inflamed hearts must go to the pit of hell where it belongs. I pray declaration over Nora that her lungs would breathe normal again. That's what we did. And we agreed because by his stripes, she was healed. And we send it straight to the pit of hell where that disease and sickness live and belong. They don't belong with authority over us, do they? No. So, when you take communion and we make these declarations over our lives and over our families and over our households, you can, because Scripture tells us by his stripes we are healed, you can stand with a legal basis to that victory. Did you know that? You can stand there legally, spiritually speaking, with victory and know that the case is won. The judge and jury have come back and you have victory. Now when it's the cup, it's the blood of Jesus that sets us free, isn't it? The blood of Jesus sets me free, doesn't it? Okay, well, would you say that with me? The blood of Jesus. Thank you. Let's say it one more time. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The cup is the legal basis for that. There is no forgiveness apart from the shed blood of Jesus. The shed blood of Jesus is what sets us free. Over our family's freedom. Over our house. As for me and my house, we will what? We'll serve the Lord together. In the Old Testament, one lamb was sacrificed for an entire household, wasn't it? It wasn't each individual person sacrificing their own lamb. It was the entire one lamb for the house. One lamb was enough for the entire family. One lamb was enough for our entire church family. One lamb, Jesus. It's why in the New Testament, and we've talked about this story a few times, but do you remember the jailer that got saved? And what was his declaration? What did it say? It says, and he and his household believed and were saved. So it was never meant to be individuals. So when we pray and when we declare this over your life, when you declare this over your life, you declare it for your household and believe in Jesus' name that your household will come to know the Lord. I encourage you to pray for every member. And I like the word tribe, maybe because it's my girls are trying out for the NAG games right now, for the Indigenous games. But we're going to use the word tribe. Pray for every member of your tribe by name, starting with your children. And if you have grandchildren, pray for your grandchildren by name that they would know the Lord. Make the proclamation. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you don't have children or grandchildren, pray prophetically over them that they will serve the Lord. And as you pray for each member of your family, each member of your tribe, pray Jeremiah 24 that God, you would give them a heart to know you. God, that you would teach them the ways of your Spirit. Ask for favor over them, that they would experience God in a real way. Pleading the blood of Jesus over your family every day. So today we're going to do this together. And I hope you're okay with this. I'm not going to pray a declaration over each of your families, but I'm going to ask you to. So So what we're going to do, if your family's here, if your tribe's here, gather with them. If you're by yourself, pray for your tribe. And we're gonna partake in this together, but I'm going to ask that you declare over your family, over your life, over your household, these promises. Declare health and healing over your family. So go ahead. I'm going to let you get together with your tribe. If you guys want to separate around the room, we're going to do that. And we're just going to take a moment. We're just going to pray. Yeah. Amen. God is good. He does, yeah. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Mel, for sharing that. Praise God. Thank you, God. Thanks, Mel, for sharing that. So, guys, take a moment and just pray. Pray and speak declaration over your family and proclamations over your family and over your household. Please take a moment, and you guys can do it verbally. I don't care if you yell. I don't care if you just talk quietly amongst yourselves. But let's just take a moment just to pray. Thank you, Father. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to invite you guys to stand, and we're going to pray and declare together. If you can stand, stand. If you can't or you're unable, please just stay seated where you're at and just agree with us. Jesus, right now we come before you, Father. And God, we pray declaration over our families. Father, I pray a declaration over every parent that is represented here that they would raise their children or would continue to lead their children in a godly way, that they would seek after you for counsel, God, and that they would be passionate about you and the things that you bring, Father. Father, for their grandchildren, that you would bring life to these grandchildren, that they would be able to speak wisdom and knowledge into their grandchildren. I pray for these grandchildren right now that they would have a hunger and a thirst for you, Jesus. That they would seek you. That they would not just look for you, but they would passionately seek and desire this relationship with you in Jesus' name. Father, I pray health over each and every person that is here today. Father, by your stripes we were and we are healed. And we believe that and we stand in agreement with that together. And we believe that we are healed in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for the passion you stir in each and every one of us. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for the fact that we can declare health over our bodies in your name, Jesus. Thank you for the health you breathe into our lungs that just overcomes each and every organ and tissue in our body, God. We pray healing over every tissue in each person that's here today, in each person that is represented. Father, we pray your healing in Jesus' name. If somebody's dealing with an emotional anxiety or stress, if somebody's dealing with a spiritual issue, in Jesus' name, by your stripes, we are healed and made whole. Father, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sorry, I heard something. Yes. Do you want to come speak into my ear a little bit? And then we're going to partake together. Guys, right now, yes, this is a little different. Come on up. That we normally might do. But it's important to share because we just talked about healing. So just bear with us one sec.
My hands get extremely cold. And as Selma was praying for us, she just, you know, claimed healing for both Selma and I. And all of a sudden, I felt just a real warmth from my shoulders all the way down to my fingertips. And just like they were almost hot, just that quick. That's how fast healing happens. And I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Thanks. You know what? Mel, that's a good idea. Guys, Mel just shared an amazing testimony. John just shared an amazing testimony. Let's give the Lord a clap because those are his healings. Thank you, Jesus. So Scripture tells us in Matthew 26, while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." This is the body. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are and will be healed and are going to continue to walk in health. In Jesus' name, let's partake together. And as we keep reading, it says, "And when he had taken the cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" One lamb for the family. To come into relationship, to restore relationship. We're going to take a moment right now, and we're going to pray a declaration over our family once again and thank Jesus that he is bringing families together to him. Jesus, we pray and thank you for our families. God, we declare restored relationship with families. Father, we pray that if there's cousins that are fighting, if there's brothers and sisters that are fighting, Father, if it's siblings, if it's kids, if it's grandkids, God, we pray wholeness over families right now in Jesus' name. Father, you restore families, and you restore families back to you, not just inside a circle, but the bigger family too, God. And we pray that you would restore church families, Father. God, we pray that you restore relationships to you so that families would want to know you in a new way, in a real way. Father God, we pray that your hand would be upon Rosetown, God, that you would restore and reunite families that are have wedges driven in them, God. We pray that those families would be made whole that they would be made well. Father, if there's people that are just going crazy and running amok, God, we pray that your hand would come upon them, Father, and that they would just know calmness and peace, Father, and they would know you. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray right now as well for the other church families in this town, Father. We pray for the United, for the Catholic Church, for the Lutherans, God. We pray for the Alliance Church, Father. We pray for each and every church that is in this community and has impact in this community, God. We pray that those families would be strong as well. God, that there would be no issues or concerns, Father, there, that they would be strengthened in you in Jesus' name, and that they would chase and run after you in your spirit in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the blessings. Thank you for your wholeness that only you can bring, and that was brought by this blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you partake with me today? Guys, there's some cups up here with crackers and juice, his body, his blood. And I'm going to invite you, something we don't do very often, or I don't think ever, maybe you have. I'm going to invite you, if you want to take communion at home and go through some of these things together with your spouse, with your family that wasn't able to be here today, or you want to go through it on a daily basis, come and grab some and take part in communion. We don't, as I said earlier, this isn't a ritual that we do. This is a process of thanking Jesus for what he's done and what he's continuing to do. But it's also part of the celebration of what he's brought us. So we're not going to sing a song today to close out service. But what I'm going to ask you to invite you to do is I'm going to pray, and then you take a few moments. I'm going to put some music on. And if you guys want to pray with your family a little bit longer, by all means, I'm going to have some music playing on the computer. And I'll meet you guys at the back door and say goodbye. But please come and take some communion with you home if you want to partake in communion together with your family. Have a great day. Let's pray. God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for the healing you bring to each and every one of us. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that we can declare these things over our lives and over our family, God. Father, we pray right now that we would know you more, that our families would know you more, and God, that we would get passionate about you, that we would get excited about you and your goodness. Father, that we would believe and stand in faith for your healing that you brought and that you've already bought. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Like I said, grab some communion, pray with your family, pray over your family. See you guys next week. Have a great week.